You can't buy the bins first. When I was a professional organizer, I had so many projects that started with the client showing me the baskets or bins or pretty labels that they wanted to use for their project. And I totally get it, because that's the fun part. That's the part that on the surface feels like you're actually making progress. But I quickly realized that when you start with the fun part, the part that feels like you're actually making a change, you skip over understanding the purpose behind the project, the reason why you feel like you need to make this shift. And I think the same thing can happen to us when we get our ADHD diagnosis. We may start reading blogs or researching what the best time management method for someone with ADHD is, or how can someone with ADHD forget less, all without understanding if that's something that we actually need. And it's totally understandable when you think about the fact that the human brain, neurotypical or neurodivergent, is pre-programmed to find the quickest means to an end. How can I get from point A to point B the fastest? But for meaningful changes to your behavior and habits, you need to understand the purpose behind the changes that you are looking to make. I know from experience that it is much easier to stick with a new coping strategy or habit when you understand the reason why you are making this change. Because not everyone with ADHD is on the same predictable path using the same coping strategies in order to navigate the neurotypical world. That's why today we're talking about why awareness should be the first step you take in creating coping strategies for ADHD, and then four steps to take in order to create more awareness. But before we dive into that, if you're new here, I'm Christy Lingo, the ADHD mompreneur, and I'm here to provide mom-centered executive function coaching for you, the ADHD mom business owner who is seeking success and balance in your home and business life, but might be struggling a little bit with defining your priorities, managing your time, staying focused, or staying consistent. So Eckhart Tolle said, "Awareness is the greatest agent for change." And when you develop awareness around what ADHD looks like and how you experience ADHD in a neurotypical world, you are better able to assess where you may need to develop some coping strategies. Awareness can also help you to explain, not excuse, why you behave or react certain ways to your friends and family. Awareness helps you understand that you're running on a different operating system, that your approach to tasks or projects might look a little bit different than someone you know that doesn't have ADHD. Awareness can also help you to develop accommodations to support your unique ADHD brain. It's not about fixing you because you're not broken. It's more along the lines of an instruction manual that tells you how your brain works and what you might be able to do to help it work better. Awareness helps you understand why you behave the way that you do, why you might react the way that you do, and why you may need to develop certain skills or coping strategies in order to thrive. By developing awareness around what ADHD looks like for you and how it might impact your life, your relationship, or your daily actions, you can move into what I call the second phase of embracing an ADHD diagnosis, which is acceptance. If you don't understand how or why you're acting the way that you do, it may be more difficult for you to acknowledge your need to make changes or have additional support. I want to wrap up today by sharing four steps I suggest you take as you start to embrace your ADHD from awareness to acceptance to action. First, consciously decide to start with awareness, not solutions. Make an effort to understand why it might be that you would need coping strategies in order to function in a world that wasn't made for your brain. It's like the organizing example I gave at the top of the episode. If you start by buying bins, you may buy the wrong size bins, or you may buy the wrong number of bins, or you may buy bins for a problem that you don't actually need to solve. Not every person with ADHD needs every ADHD solution that's out there. That's where step two comes in, which is learn what ADHD looks like. Because ADHD is more than forgetfulness or distractibility or hyperactivity. It can show up as flying off the handle in a fit of rage over something that seems very meaningless because your impulse control is low, or ruminating on a negative reaction or bit of criticism for way longer than you need to because of rejection sensitive dysphoria. To learn more about ADHD itself, I recommend reading books like Driven to Distraction by Drs. Ned Hollowell and John Rady, which, side note, is one of the best and easiest to understand books that I have found so far, and I'll be sure to link to it down in the show notes. You can also check out blogs, podcasts, YouTube channels, anywhere where you can learn specifically about how ADHD shows up or what it might look like versus what solutions people are suggesting. This is just an education process right now. And as you learn about the symptoms of ADHD, be sure not to ignore step number three, which is learn about internal symptoms. In addition to obvious external symptoms that many of us with ADHD are aware of, there are also invisible internal symptoms that many of us experience. This is especially important for women who are often diagnosed with the inattentive version of ADHD, which doesn't present as outwardly as the hyperactive version. I love this iceberg model created by Psych Central to show both the typical visible external symptoms that we think about when someone says ADHD, and then all those other things that may have been bubbling under the surface for years. Many of us expend a lot of energy trying to mask these internal symptoms in an effort to fit in or seem like we have our lives together. Meanwhile, under the surface, we are struggling. These internal symptoms and our efforts to mask them can often be linked to those of us with ADHD developing comorbid conditions like depression or anxiety. There's just so much going on in that little head of yours. Learning to understand yourself and how ADHD shows up both externally and internally can really help you with my final step, which is teach others. You need to understand your ADHD so that you can educate your friends and family about your condition. Not only has learning about ADHD helped me to understand myself better, but it has also helped me in my parenting of my 10-year-old son who also is diagnosed with ADHD. I have a much greater understanding now when he forgets his violin at school or doesn't turn his homework in, because he was just expected to remember it. One key thing that I want to reiterate before we wrap up our discussion today is that developing this awareness around what ADHD is and how it presents for you is an explanation of how and why you naturally react the way you do, and not an excuse for behaviors. Having ADHD and time management issues doesn't mean that you have an excuse to show up late for work. Forgetting to turn your homework in on time because you have ADHD doesn't mean that your teacher has to give you full credit. Having ADHD does, however, explain why you might struggle with time management or with remembering to complete your projects on time. That awareness leads to acceptance that you may need to develop a coping strategy or a new skill that may look a little different from those around you. And that's where you can start to take action on improving how you function as a mom and a business owner with ADHD. If you're ready to take action, I'd love to jump on a free 15-minute clarity call to see if my ADHD accountability coaching would be a good fit for you and your goals. My purpose as a coach is to help you take those big dreams and goals that you have and finally turn them into the success that you know is possible. You can schedule your free call by visiting bit.ly/TAM Clarity Call or by following the link in the show description. That's all for this week. I'll be back next week to discuss what ADHD masking is and give some examples of how it might show up in your life. So if you haven't yet hit the follow or subscribe button, be sure to do that so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. Until next time, remember to let your ADHD journey be part of your success story.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur Podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,